Well, somebody who will be calling a few three-year-olds later today is trainer Norm Cassie. I told you his beep beep was cross-entered into the LeCompte and an allowance race earlier on the card today at the fairgrounds. He has chosen to go with that allowance race. He'll saddle four three-year-olds, and Norm is with me now here on HRRN. Norm, I know it's a busy morning, so I appreciate the time. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Yeah, no, of course. Big day for you at the fairgrounds. I mentioned that Beep Beep will not go in the LeCompte. You make the decision to go into the allowance race in which he was cross-entered. Talk about making that call.
Well, I was always, you know, I really think Beep Beep's a talented horse. You know, he's still got a lot of questions to answer, and I was always leaning to do the more conservative route. And, you know, when the post positions came out and we were drawn outside in the allowance, I thought it was pretty obvious, what pretty easy decision. I just want his first two-turn race to be as comfortable as possible. I feel like with the inside draw and the LeCompte, he would have to go and then be pressed the entire way around, and I don't want that to be the case for his first start around two turns. So it was a pretty easy decision.
You know, so often it comes down to post position when trainers make these decisions. If they have a horse cross-entered in a stake and then an allowance race, for example, the way that you did, how much of it, Norm, is the competition that plays into that decision?
Honestly, Mike, if you look at it, I think you'd be hard-pressed to pick which race is actually more difficult between the allowance and the LeCompte. I think they're pretty, both of them are pretty contentious spots. I don't think one is easier than the other. I just want to be conservative. I just want to see my horse hopefully win, get through this allowance condition that he's eligible for, and then we'll map out what's next after that.
Yeah, it's race number 8. That's the allowance race. It's a mile and a 16th on the main track. So as you said, a two-turn race, the first time that Beep Beep will go around two turns. You have a second horse entered in there as well. That's AC Expressway. A little bit of a different scenario. AC Expressway making his fourth career start, whereas for Beep Beep, it will be his second. Tell me a little bit more about AC Expressway.
Well, Mike, truthfully, both those two colts have been 1 and 1A in our barn basically all summer and fall. I've always been very high on AC Expressway. I thought his first start was basically a gimme, and I still can't figure out why he ran so poorly in the Kingland start. It was a two-turn race, so obviously I'm a little apprehensive, but he seems like a two-turn horse to me, and he's been training awesome all winter leading up to this race, and I feel like he still deserves one more shot to prove to us whether or not he's a two-turn horse, and that's why he shows up in the allowance race today.
Yeah, his lone win came last time out. It was a maiden claiming race, 40,000 at Churchill, and of course he's been, you know, now training and freshened up here for his three-year-old debut. When you put him in a race like that, Norm, after the two disappointing efforts in the maiden special weights, are you just crossing your fingers thinking, okay, I know this horse has ability, don't tank him from me, because I think that if he gets some confidence, he can be pretty good?
That's exactly what it is, Mike. I feel like you almost got to get out of jail free card when your horse runs two back-to-back starts so poorly. Nobody's going to be looking at him. So you basically get to run in a race for free, in a maiden claiming race for free, without feeling like somebody's going to take him, even though, you know, in the back of your mind, you know the horse is a talented horse. But somebody would have to use a lot of imagination to claim a horse for 40 that's ran so poorly. So that's what you do. You get him in an easier race, and you hopefully build some confidence and learn some more about the horse. Honestly, it was a maiden 40, but the way that he ran it and the time that he ran it, he actually ran a very, very good race that day. So, like I said, it's more about the fact that he's always been a horse. It's been a tremendous workhorse. He looks like $1 million. He trains like $1 million. And, we still believe he's right there with Beep Beep.
I want to go back to Beep Beep for a minute, and I want to ask you kind of a philosophical question here, Norm. From a trainer's perspective, I've heard over the years some trainers prefer to give their horses two sprint races before they stretch them out. Others say, no, you know what, if he's got a good foundation and he runs well in that first sprint, no issues with stretching him out in the second start. That's what you're doing with Beep Beep here after that maiden win at Churchill in November. What's your overall philosophy on stretching a horse out?
You know, a lot of it just has to do with circumstances and the horse. I purposely, we had multiple options at Churchill in the fall where to run Beep Beep. I purposely picked the 7/8 distance because I knew the second start, win or lose, he was going to go two turns his next start. He acts like a two-turn horse. I'm not a big fan of starting a horse two turns on the dirt, their very first start, so 7/8 is the next logical thing. You know, if I didn't think he was a two-turn horse, we probably would have started three quarters and then went from there. But, you know, it's hard to get a horse ready going 7/8 their first start, and we had that much confidence in him that he could do that. And we were already kind of mapping things out for the spring, you know, back in the fall.
How cool is it to give a leg up to a jockey like Joe Talamo this afternoon, for example, who will be aboard Beep Beep, and see him in those Eaton blue and brown silks?
It's just a privilege that I can't describe, to be honest. It's, you know, I always joke and I always say the kind of the same thing to a lot of people. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be in some really unique win pictures, you know, between Breeders' Cups with Dad and Royal Ascot. And I think for me personally, I broke a horse's maiden name, Mischievous Bird, at Gulfstream two winters ago, and it was the last win pick that Mary Lou Whitney was ever in, and to me, that is the coolest thing I've ever been a part of, and for her and her husband, John, to basically, you know, put their seal of approval on me, a young trainer who's just trying to get things going, it's a tremendous honor.
Yeah, visiting with trainer Norm Cassie here on the Equine Forum, presented by Healthnetics CBD, and it's right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Norm, let's rewind to earlier in the program. Race number four, you have a horse on the also eligible list, three-year-old, who only has one start under his belt. That is Mount Athos for Monticule. Declan Carroll has the assignment today. If he draws in, tell me a little bit more about this particular three-year-old.
He's not going to draw in. I went ahead and scratched him. There's a race on February 3rd that we're going to aim for. If he drew in, it was just a terrible post position for him. So I didn't want to draw in. So we went ahead and did our diligence and we scratched him. I really like that horse. I think he's a horse that you can bet on next time when he runs on the 3rd. He broke poorly last time. He made a few moves and he just flattened out the last eighth of a mile. But having a start under him and with a better break, I think he's a horse that could break his maiden, straight maiden, and then go on and become a very useful horse. So Mount Athos is a horse we really look forward to running.
All right, race number 7, another maiden special weight. You send out, I hope I get the name right, Panica?
Panenka is how I say it. But
Panenka.
Apparently it's some sort of soccer move, and I'm not belittling soccer, I'm just not a fan of soccer, so I can't, you know, it's the world's number one sport, so it's not that I dislike it, I just don't follow it, so apparently it's a soccer move or a soccer kick or something like that. Panenka is how we say it.
All right, tell me about Panenka.
He's just a big, long horse with a really long stride. He's not overly fast, so that's why you see him starting 9 furlongs on the turf today. I think if we ran him on the dirt in a sprint race, he would get outrun early and get really discouraged. Post position is obviously not ideal, being drawn way outside, but I imagine he'll break slowly and he'll drop over and we'll just make one big run with him. It's more about just seeing him. He's an interesting horse because he always does what you ask him to do. So I feel like he could be a horse that surprises me in the afternoon once he's actually in a race and he's running against other horses.
Norm, we need to get some horses sent to you that have names like Drag Bunt, Hit and Run, right? We'll go more of a baseball theme for you so you can actually get a sense of the horse's name before
you
send them out.
Yeah, but you know what? I think a lot of those are already taken. I always think I'm so. This is the first year. This is the first year that I'm just completely concentrated on the fairgrounds. I didn't send any horses to Gulfstream this year. I felt like it was time to just consolidate the barn and go in one place. And I'll always remember the first time I came to the fairgrounds working for Dad. It must have been over a decade ago. The first horse I ever saddled to win a race at the fairgrounds was named Bases Loaded. And Jerry Hunsinger, who was the GM for the Astros at the time, owned him. And I'll never forget that filly. It was probably just an open claiming race, but I'll never forget just because of the name and the connections.
Well, I told you I wouldn't keep you long because I know it's a busy day for you, but I'll just give you this little reminder. 105 days, 8 hours, 54 minutes, and 57 seconds until the first Saturday in May. So keep the eye on the prize.
You don't have to remind me. I have a journal every day, and that's the first thing that's put on top of it. How many days we've got till the Derby. If we're in it or not, it's still a special day, and it's a day we all look forward to. I think we can all agree on that.
Hey, good luck today. Good luck over the coming months, and I'll catch up with you again soon. Appreciate the visit, Norm.
Thanks for having me on, Mike. Anytime.